You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Well, according to that tiny furry meteorologist, Punxsutawney Phil, and his human handlers, we are getting 6 more weeks of winter. But even in this cold, it's kind of hard to say no to ice cream. And if you've ever dreamed of being an ice cream flavor maker or taste tester, we have a treat for you. No, not ice cream. But, you know, it's almost as good. It's the next iteration of our series, How to Be a Blank. In this case, how to be an ice cream maker.
I am Sarah Fidler. I'm a flavor guru at Ben & Jerry's. It's basically a combination of some food science and a lot of chef skills, working with our consumer insight team to figure out, you know, what's trending right now, and then the flavor gurus get together, do some brainstorming, and then we have a fun job of going into our test kitchen and making up a lot of different variations of ice cream product. We taste them all. I'd say in a typical week at work, I probably eat about 2 pints total. I probably have about 15 pints in my freezer at home, and pretty much every night have been digging into them. I graduated with a food science degree and very shortly after decided I wanted to go to culinary school. I was looking for a way to marry my love of food with my kind of natural tilt toward science and the interest that I had in food science. We actually have a few chefs, you know, that don't have a science background on the team, and some people who have really strong chemist or flavor backgrounds, and we all balance each other out really well and learn from each other's strengths. I think the most important thing, honestly, is kind of an open-mindedness. Everyone's really excited to try something they haven't tried before, you know, give their honest feedback, and, you know, see what a curry might taste like in an ice cream, or what figs taste like, or something like that that you might not expect. I mean, it definitely helps to have a background in knowing, you know, what might go together and what might not, but at the same time being open to saying, you know, maybe when I tried this in a cookie it didn't work, but maybe it'll work with an ice cream background. When I first started, I was encouraged to just play around in the test kitchen and just, you know, don't think about trying to make something for the market. Just learn how to make ice cream on a small scale and play around with whatever you'd want to play with. So I made a curry coconut ice cream, which I thought was pretty delicious, and a few other people thought it was delicious, but I think it has a few years before it might become a fan favorite. A lot of my friends think that I spend most of my day making and eating ice cream, and I do spend a good amount of time making and eating ice cream, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to know how much of my job is kind of typical office, you know, doing paperwork, going to meetings. I think a lot of people are like, oh, you have the best job, you just get to play with ice cream all day. I'm like, yeah, it is a pretty awesome job, but there's also a lot of paperwork that goes along with it.
That piece was produced by Eliza Mills.